he did not watch TV. He disliked the news. He didn't listen to political radio. He didn't take sides. He wasn't on the left. He wasn't on the right.
This week, the Tea Party has treated this tragedy in a reprehensible way. They claim their rhetoric has nothing to do with the shooting.
A lot of his political philosophy was anti-government.
He had picked up some of the extreme right positions.
I mean, it's sprinkled with things, anti-government.
Seeing the government as an enemy.
What's been the role of talk radio in fueling the heated language?
Wouldn't you be smiling too if you had the entire Democrat Party running interference for you?
To try to inflame the public on a daily basis, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
It does impact people who may have a mental problem.
Palin, Beck, Sharon Engel, and the rest got their first target.
Glenn Beck himself has been responsible for 3 thwarted assassination attempts this year.
To Glenn Beck, who obsesses nearly as strangely as this Mr. Loeffner did about gold and debt.
The books you mentioned, there's a theme that runs through all of them, particularly the Ayn Rand book, the idea of the individual against the state.
They refuse to stop calling it a jobs-killing health care repeal.
The right wing loves, the go-to rhetoric for them is, wouldn't it be fun to kill the people we disagree with?
Rather than pointing fingers or assigning blame, let's use this occasion to expand our moral imaginations.